This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. The pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone, and a happy new year to everyone. Hopefully you had a safe holiday season to all my listeners out there. The number here is 877-317-6432. If you want to give me a call, again, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. 2017 is going to be great. It's going to be great again. In fact, evidence of America being great again. Construction starts are at their highest level in 10 years. Ford has announced now that they're going to abandon their plans for Mexico, and they're going to stay in Michigan. Pretty good. And Eva Braun, or as better known, Megyn Kelly. Eva Braun is now been reported that she's outie from Fox. She's out. She's going to NBC, where she's going to do a daily talk show, and she's going to do a primetime news magazine show on Sundays for NBC. My prediction, it will be a bomb. My prediction is this will be exactly like Katie Couric. Remember Katie Couric when she was on CBS, signed her to do the nightly anchor job on CBS News. Remember, she was the morning what was it? Today Show? Was it Today Show? Yeah, she was on Today Show, and then she was signed to that contract, and where she famously bombed. I predict that the same thing will happen to Megyn Kelly. Apparently, it's a done deal. She's out. She's out. So over the weekend, I was watching Face the Nation, on Face the Nation there were this panel of Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor in chief of the Atlantic magazine, David Frum, the columnist or whatever you want to call him, resident rhino. And Michael Gerson of the Washington Post. They were lamenting how the inauguration of Donald Trump will usher in a period of a very dark period in the world, in America, and a post-democracy era in America. They really believe this stuff. These people. So I want to pick up. Here's Michael Gerson. Okay, you ever see this guy? He is such a dork. Here, wait.
Well, I think there's a pretty much even chance that we're going to have a constitutional crisis or have a completely incompetent presidency.
Constitutional crisis. I'm telling you, I'm watching this. I was watching this, by the way, on Sunday. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. Because, you know, I always do show prep. I'm constantly doing show prep. I do show prep 24/7. Okay, when I'm awake, I'm doing show prep. Okay, I'm on every single website. I'm on the news feeds. I'm on Drudge. I'm on everything. I mean, I am a news junkie freak, so that I can bring this to you and I can analyze what's going on. Anyway, so I'm watching the Faith of the Nation. And I'm like thinking to myself, oh my God, this is my whole show when I come back. let me just play for you. I mean, it's like the sky is falling, right? There's a chance we'll either die tomorrow or 3 hours from now, right? we're all gonna die. When I was a little kid, there was a Saturday morning cartoon show. And it was called, and people might remember this, it was called The Banana Splits. And it was like a Hanna-Barbera show, right? Where these banana splits were like these guys dressed up like in, like elephant costumes, right? And they were called The Banana Splits. They were kind of like, how do I explain this? Okay, so they're wearing these elephant costumes. Kind of like, you know, the mascots you see at like basketball games and baseball games running around? That's what these guys were. Anyway, and they had like a band. They were called the Banana Splits, if anybody remembers. Anyway, within that show, that Saturday morning Hanna-Barbera show, there was a cartoon called Gulliver's Travels. Okay? And on Gulliver's Travels, there was a character by the name of Glum. Right? Now, Glum would always, and some of you may remember this, Glum would always say, like whenever there was, they would get up and they would be getting a jam, right? Glum would always go, "It'll never work. We'll never make it. We're all going to die." and that was Glum. Like, no matter what happened, Glum would say that we're all going to die. Anyway, so as I watched Face the Nation on Sunday, and I was thinking about, you know, I was thinking about the show, I was like, oh my God, these people are like, it's amazing. Like, if you didn't know anything, right, and you just watched this Face the Nation panel discussion, I mean, it would scare the hell out of you. Really. I would be like, are you kidding me right now? I mean, it's like the sky is falling, the world is ending because Trump is president, and we're now in a post democracy in the world, and that's what's going on. It's post democracy world we live in. We're gonna have a constitutional crisis. Trump is not ready to be president. He can't govern. We're all going to die. It'll never work. We'll never make it. That's what they were saying. So, we're coming up on a break here. So when I come back, I want to, I'm going to analyze this, because it's classic, because the disconnect, again, between the Washington elites and us, in you know, that live in the real world, not bizarro world like these people. As I watched it, I'm like, what is he talking about? And they actually believe this, that we're about to have a constitutional crisis, and the Russians are hacked into our election process and basically chose the next president of the United States. And that's what they really believe. They really believe that. And, the Washington Post is going along with it. Everybody in Washington, pretty much, except for everybody else outside of Washington. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Edward Woodson Show.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling. Way down inside. Honey, you
welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So I want to go back to this Face the Nation political panel because it's just it's stunning to me how these global elites view the world now in the this post-apocalyptic Trump presidency now that exists. They're so freaked out about it. But anyway, this is Michael Gerson, who is really, I don't know who's a bigger dork, Michael Gerson or David Frum, but they're neck and neck in terms of a dorkiness, okay? Listen.
Doesn't know how to exercise power, which is, I think, another possibility in this circumstance. He has a White House, Donald Trump has a White House, with almost no skill at governing. He has a chief of staff that's never been in government, which is absolutely extraordinary.
Okay, let me stop there. So he's trashing the administration, the incoming administration. Remember, Michael Gerson was the chief political speechwriter, right? He was the for George W. So, you know, he is lamenting how none of these people know how to govern. And by the way, the chief of staff he's talking to, he's referring, is, of course, Steve Bannon, who's not the chief of staff. The chief of staff is actually Reince Priebus. But I'm sure he wasn't referring to Reince Priebus, because obviously Reince Priebus has been in government. He ran the RNC. But according to Michael Gerson, all hell is about to break loose. Listen.
These elevated people, generals and corporate heads that have no experience in this extraordinarily complex business of how you put together an administration, run a bureaucracy, produce ideas. So I think there's a deep concern about the possibility of overreach. But I think we should be also concerned about the possibility of an entirely ineffective government.
Because, you know, these guys don't know what they're talking about, man. You know? I mean, they've never governed before. You know, but what I would say to Michael Gerson and David Frum of the Atlantic, I would say that you guys did a terrible job. And you guys have never done anything. And the fact is that I'll take a guy who is a master at the art of the deal. I'll take a guy who has actually done something and built something over some bureaucrat who's never done anything. You know, he talked about producing ideas, right? That, you know, to govern, you've got to be able to produce ideas, right? Because, you know, a billionaire has never had an idea or never produced an idea or never done anything, right? Because, you know, all these captains of industry, you know, they're just a bunch of lamos that have never done anything. So how can they run government? Michael Gerson, you could never get a job in corporate America. That's why you're on this goofy panel, okay? Now, listen.
That doesn't value governing experience. That doesn't value, you know, what government should do and what it can do under the right circumstances.
That side of the table is very different.
Oh, no. My God, really? Okay, so now here's Jeffrey Goldberg. Listen, Jeffrey Goldberg.
Depressing. I mean, don't you have any hope at all that America is somehow resilient, that the institutions will overcome whatever temporary challenges? Sorry, I'm struck by it.
But if the idea is that the structures of democracy in America, where do you think
I fully agree with Michelle that technology and social media, these pose unique challenges to the way we communicate with each other, the way we organize democracy. But we've been in business for a long time, this country, and we've survived worse things than whatever we're facing at the moment. I keep hope alive. I don't know what the feeling is.
I am hopeful.
All right. So that's Jeffrey Goldberg. But really, to think that somehow Donald Trump and all these people that he surrounded himself with, which, by the way, they're all captains of industry. These guys have all been successful. You don't become a success in business or a millionaire. It's not just like you win the billionaire lottery, right? You bought the billionaire lottery ticket, and then one day you just become successful. No, you got to work at it. You got to work hard at it. And I would say that someone who is a billionaire, someone who's run something, a business, is far more qualified to be president than some policy wonk dork. Because you know what this comes down to? This comes down to alpha versus beta. That's what this is. This is what, and I've said this throughout the campaign. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, what is a politician? What's a politician? Honestly. You know, because the founding fathers originally didn't want career politicians. You're not supposed to be a career politician. No. The founding fathers were all businessmen. So that's what they were. Now politicians are, their only skill is getting people to vote for them. That's their only skill. And then when they get people to vote for them, guess what they do? They concentrate on their next campaign. That's what they do. I mean, especially if you're in the House of Representatives. I mean, you basically, you become, you know, you win, and then you've got 2 years before your next election, so you immediately have to start campaigning again. I mean, the gall of these people, honestly, who the hell are you? I mean, nobody ever voted for David Frum or Michael Gerson. Who are you? I mean, really? I mean, politicians, they don't even, they do nothing. I mean, think about it. They don't have any campaign strategy. They pay somebody for that. They don't write their own speeches. They pay somebody for that. They have speech writers for that. It comes down to, can you look good on TV? That's what it comes down to. So hell, you could have Ava Braun, you know, run for Senate. She'd be fine. As long as you can read that teleprompter, you're good. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I know that I am spending a lot of time on this, okay? Face the Nation panel. But it's because it is so instructive, and that's why. Again, I was watching it in amazement, and I thought to myself, okay, I have to comment on this. So this is one of these things where, again, this encapsulates pretty much, you know, everything that we've talked about. The reason why Trump won the election lies within this panel, but they don't understand still what's going on. They literally, so here's I want to pick this up. Here's David Frum.
Listen. Americans will rise to this challenge. I think the message they do not need to hear is, don't worry, your grandparents rose to the challenge, and therefore you can stay on the couch. Because you face...
I think you can tell them. You can tell them that there are past examples of bravery and fortitude and democracy. The answer.
So David Frum is saying that this is worse than World War I or World War II. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. This is way worse than anything your grandparents ever had to face. Listen.
Your grandparents survived this, and you will too, if you don't stay on.
But you need to take the measure. You need to take the measure of the threat to democratic institutions in this country and around the world. And I don't think we do people a service by saying, you know, there have been bad things in the American past before. There have been. This is our bad thing, and it's about as...
This is the worst thing that could ever happen to Western civilization. This is our democratic crisis. This is what this is. These people actually believe this. That democracy is imperiled now with Donald Trump, with the inauguration of Donald Trump, Western civilization is imperiled, and democracy, the very democracy, is imperiled that we live in. It's the end. This is it. It's done.
Bad a thing as has happened in any of our lifetimes.
It also concerns me.
This is as bad a thing that this is as bad a thing as in any of our lifetimes. Okay? Worse than World War II, the rise of Nazism. Worse than Japanese imperialism. Okay? Worse than the Great Depression. Worse than Vietnam. This is the worst thing we've ever gone through. Worse. This is the worst.
We do have this entirely new set of economic and social circumstances that the normal reaction would be to propose a politics of the future. How do we adjust? How do we prepare people for the new economy? Give them the skills and social capital they need to succeed in an entirely different world. And you look at the message of make America great again. And that is...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, make America... The message of make America great again is very, very bad. Listen.
Backward-looking message. That is kind of return to social patterns and economic approaches of the past. We can't undo globalization. That's not possible. And then you look at...
Because, you know, globalization is awesome. It's awesome. This is the definition of global elites. This is it right here. And this is why I'm spending so much time on this, because I want you to understand the forces that are working against us. These people are un-American. They're un-American. Because what they're trying to do is delegitimize Donald Trump. They're trying to delegitimize our president. That's what's going on here. And these are Republicans. They're scumbags. Listen.
Hillary Clinton in this last election, she had a very backward-looking message as well. It was not the forward-looking, prepare America for opportunity, address the deepest problems of our country. So we have two parties that in our last political experience are not addressing the future. They're actually talking about nostalgia.
Well, and they're not in some ways addressing reality, also. I mean, in the phrase, make America great again.
Okay, the phrase make America great again. Now listen what she says, listen.
One word that if you are a person of color that you sort of stumble over, and it's the word again, because you're talking about going back to a time that was not very comfortable for people.
No, we just want to go back 8 years.
They did not have opportunities. They were relegated to the back of the line. And this is a country that, to be honest, was built on the promise of white prosperity. Above it.
So, make America great again is really a hidden message of white prosperity. Got it?
Anything else. And for a lot of people, when they hear that message, make America great again, deeply encoded in that message is a return to a time where white Americans can assume a certain amount of prosperity. Because
and that's true of gay people. It's
oh, my God. All right. Here's Michael Gerson. Listen.
Of women who want leadership roles in the society, it's a large group of people who are not don't like nostalgia in that sense.
Michelle, did you since the Race Card Project, you spent a lot of time looking at the conversation about race in all of its different forms in America. Did you, when you saw the racial aspects of this campaign, say? That's what I've been hearing, and that's been bubbling under the surface for the last 4 years or 6 years you've been working on this, or?
More particularly in the last.
So, again, we go back to the theme of racism, right? In trying to understand what just happened? Liberals, as well as Republicans, are grasping to understand why it is that their world has been upended. All of a sudden now, the same white people that marched with Martin Luther King and fought for civil rights are now the same ones that are blatantly racist. Really? All of a sudden now. In fact, the same people that voted for Barack Obama, because I've heard this. I've heard people tell me specifically, like, hey, I voted for Barack Obama in the last two elections, and I voted, and this time I voted for Trump. So all of a sudden, those people are racist as well. Right? They're racist as well. Huh? That's what's going on here. It's racism. It's racism.
2 years. I don't want to say that I told you so, but I was not as surprised by Donald Trump's victory because I saw a lot of these sentiments coming in, you know, over the transom. A lot of people feeling a lot of vertigo in this country for a lot of reasons. Some of it is, you know, racial fragility and not necessarily feeling.
Racial fragility. Got it? Sounds good, right? No. No, this is gobbledygook nonsense. But this is what passes for journalism now, where people sit around and discuss our post-democracy world that we live in. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them good girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. I know that if you're just tuning in, I've been talking about this panel on Face the Nation, which was Michelle Norris of the Race Card Project, which I've, by the way, never heard of that before. Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, Michael Gerson of The Washington Post, and David Frum of The Atlantic, along with, of course, John Dickerson. You know, they're talking about the post-apocalyptic world that we now live in, which is the world in which Donald Trump is now president. And the reason why I am spending so much time on this, because it's so instructive of the mind of those in Washington. I want you to understand what I'm talking about, because it doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. This is how these people think. They literally think like this. And so as they're sitting there and lamenting and talking about this post-apocalyptic Donald Trump world that we now live in, and how it's the worst. It's the worst time in American history, according to these guys. Listen.
Their feet touch the floor, feeling like they're not at the front of the line, but also technological disruption. Even though the economy, all these indices of the economy suggest that we're doing fine, people don't necessarily feel it. And Donald Trump was able to tap into a message where people felt a lot of discomfort. And that, again, is somewhat retrograde. I mean, fear is not our brand, you know, in America. And that is so much the sort of the bright vein that ran.
And the reason these things are happening, and not just here, but everywhere else, is, look, we've had a period of quite slow growth since the year 2000 for most people, at the same time as we have had convulsive levels of migration. Migration is one of those policies we've lost sight of what it's supposed to do. We have it whether we need it. We have it when the economy is good. We have it when the economy is bad. We have it when jobs are looking for work. We have it when workers are looking for jobs. And it is profoundly destabilizing to people. And look at what, and in Europe it is connected to extraordinary physical insecurity, these levels of violence and disorder that are connected to the immigration. So it is not. That's also not surprising.
Let me take a pause there. We'll be back with more from our.
Immigration. It's a big deal for these people. You know, xenophobia is rearing its ugly head now, and it's a worldwide movement of just hatred and xenophobia and racism and bigotry. Listen.
And we're back with our panel. David, I want to ask you, Barack Obama has been saying to Democrats who are nervous about Donald Trump, the office constrains the man. He says the White House will keep Donald Trump from doing all the things he promised he would do in the campaign. Do you buy that theory of the presidency?
No, not at all. I'm not sure that Barack Obama would really buy it. I think it's just the sort of thing that an outgoing president says, especially to a party that feels maybe that outgoing president didn't do all that he could have or should have done to assure the preservation of his own legacy. The power of the presidency is very powerful. It's more powerful than it used to be, and it's especially powerful when it is joined to a Congress of the same party. And a Congress that's full of people who are doubters of Donald Trump, but who have made a bargain, that there are things that they want badly to do. They look to this president to sign those things. And he's made it clear, the things you and the Republicans in Congress care about most, he will do. And all he asks in return is that they leave him alone to do the things that he cares about most. So we're going to have an agenda from Congress that is pretty unpopular in all of the country, that is able to be passed into law only because this unpopular president is there by accident to sign it, so they are dependent on him. They know
he's there by accident. Like he just came down, from a winged chariot from the skies. And it's an accident. That's what these people really believe. I mean, it's stunning to me, these people. So the reason why, again, I've probably, spent more time than I should have on this, is that it's so instructive to listen to these people. And that's why I'm awestruck, really, when I listen to these people and their pontificating and their holier-than-thou attitude of how they're better than everybody else and they're smarter and this is an accident. Listen to David Frum.
He falls, they're doomed. And he, meanwhile, has a highly individualistic agenda, I believe, that is focused mostly on self-enrichment and also self-protection against investigation of the extent of foreign involvement in this election.
I will attach myself to David's negativity in this case. The presidency is a very powerful office, and what we've seen in the run-up to inauguration is that the man has the power, just through his use of Twitter, to destabilize, among other things, the most important bilateral relationship between two countries in the world, the China-U.S. relationship. So,
because, the China-U.S. relationship has been so great for America. I love this. I love the left. They love China, dude. This goes all the way back to Mao Zedong. Goes all the way back to the lefties from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s in America. Jeffrey Goldberg is a product of that leftist ideology that still exists in college campuses and in the media. And but there's such a disconnect for these people, and that's why I bring this up. Because I'm going to tell you, as I watched this Face the Nation deal on Sunday, I was like shaking my head and going, this is why you people lost. It's exactly why, because you have no clue. You have no idea what's going on in America. All you know, and this is a perfect example of it, all you know is what happens in D.C., New York, and maybe in between in the I-95 corridor, but that's it. That is it. You don't know anything else about the rest of the country, nor do you care. Because this is the definition of global elitists. And so they're freaking out because the new world order that they thought would happen, it ain't happening. Donald Trump has now quashed your New World Order deal, your global plans, but they're going to, trust me, because you've heard this too. Well, you can't stop globalism from happening. It's happening. You can't stop it. can't stop the effects of globalism. There's nothing you can do about it. It's an inevitability that people's lives are going to suck, but that our lives are going to be really good. And this is what I talked about throughout the campaign. I talked about this consistently throughout the campaign, which was that the global elites are the most threatened by a Donald Trump presidency. And they still are fighting it. They still don't get it. They still don't want to get it. And they're not going to get it. They're going to continue this narrative that, and we're going to hear this, trust me, for the next 8 years. The darkest days of America are ahead of us. But this is what they believe. They literally believe this. And so for me, it's just, I love to just look at it and mock them, because these people need to be mocked. At every step of the way, I am going to be here to mock them, just as they were mocked when they were children in middle school and given atomic wedgies. Now, Donald Trump is giving them an atomic wedgie, not literally, but figuratively. All right, we'll be right back. The madness returns in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.